they are going to rotate players through, but I suspect of this crew of players, this will be it for them this final term. It'll come to you thanks to APCO, good people and real food at APCO Cafe 24/7. We've got you. Here's Jason Doherty.
And Reece Stanley gets it down in the middle towards Tanner Bruin for the Cats, who's wrapped up by a couple, including Ollie Hollins. He's not going anywhere. He took the rugby scrum about 20 metres outside the centre circle, so between there and centre half forward for the Cats. Umpire falls over just as he throws the ball up. Now the tackle from Manor. The umpire will come in and do it all again. So Cats kicking to the legend stand end in this quarter. Just into the breeze. And it's Stanley who goes up against De Koning. Handball coming over the top. Fantasia's handball missed the target. Stanley gets back there, needs some support. Got some from close. Threw some traffic to Manor. Had to turn around. Went right with the foot. Kicks inside 50. Tried to find Cameron. Blues at the back. Young. And gets it wide to Doherty, close to the boundary line. He takes the mark in the back pocket.
Doherty, short. Young had to take it on the half volley. Brings it now to Elwood's our broadcast position. Just inside defensive 50. Mark taken by Akers. The former Saint and Docker. Making 25 appearances, which I think tells me he played all bar one game last year in the Blues. A good first season. Kick to the wing. Stewart dropped what he should have taken for the Cats off his chest, but Bruin there to help him out. Stood up in the tackle and gave a handball to Stewart. He gave a handball to Clark and gave a handball over the top. Manor is out. He can share it with Close. Close just had to prop. He gives a handball over the top on the bounce. Dangerfield tight in the pocket. 30 from goal. Snaps. Got enough bend. Nice finish. Tight in the left forward pocket. Had time to size it up on the J curve. And he kicks the goal and pushes the Cats out by 15. 9-5-59, the Cats. Carlton, a 6-8-44 on the fourth quarter. APCO Cafe 24/7 scoreboard. Good people and real food at APCO Cafe 24/7. We've got you.
Well, he looked up, didn't he? He looked up at the goals before he got the footy to see where he was at position and what he'd have to do. And he did nicely. Got the footy and then was able to bend it around from 30 metres out off a step. And that's the class of Patrick Dangerfield. So a good start for the Cats.
Got to like what we're seeing from Sean Manor.
Yeah,
so
good.
Far.
Yes. Very nice. Yep. The new recruit from Werribee. I know the Werribee boys are very happy to see how he goes this year. Oh, gee, Tom Hawkins is striding out around the boundary line. He looks like he's going to run on Saturday at Caulfield.
He's
a little bit off. Very pretty it was, the tomahawk. It was very nice. Gee whiz. 36 degrees. You won't want to be doing too much of that when you're 35.
Surely when the temperature's older than your age when you're 35, that's when you're out.
Well, his hands on the hips too down here too now. He's had enough. So the ball back in the middle. Stanley gets it down. Holmes, he can't pick it up, but he tracks it and does well. Breaks free, trying to get the handball away and did. Bruin comes back. And short little handball to Clark. Dodges around. Right foot kick. Inside 50, Neil against Young. Good play, the 233s. Shannon Neil did well, 50 from goal. And just held Louis Young off. And he wants to go for goal. And he's kicked one this afternoon, Shannon Neil. 1-1. And deserves a shot at goal after that great mark. And we'll kick from just outside 50 with the breeze across his left shoulder. As he heads towards the legend stand end in this fourth quarter. Comes in now, right foot kick, and that breeze has taken it across and then through for one behind. So 1-2, his personal tally this afternoon. Cats go to 9-6-60, lead Carlton 6-8-44. Four played in this fourth quarter. Bowen Foods time clock. Bowen Foods sells the freshest fish direct to you. Donga Road, North Geelong.
McGovern's kick in marks by Ollie Hollins, gave a handball off to Akers, who despite the pressure from the Cats, got a kick very, very wide. Bought some territory for his team, but it's out of bounds and we'll get a boundary throw in just forward of the wing out of side. 6-8-44, playing 9-6-60. 4 minutes played. Don't forget Carrick Football Live, both on carrickfootball.live as we are today and through Carrick 955 from just after 4 next Friday for Geelong and Essendon. Community Series Clash, GMHBA Stadium. Kick out of the pack, left behind by Ollie Hollins. Duncan a handball on the bounce. Bowes tried to get out of trouble, was able to drop it on the boot, but only went a metre. Chance for the Blues. Sard through traffic, handball, showed a bit of candy, gave it to Ollie Hollins. Driving call down low. Oh, wonderful pick up and take. Is that a mark by O'Sullivan? Not paid, but gee, the pick up down low. And he's going to get a free kick O'Sullivan, but gee, that was quality of below his knees.
Very good for a big man.
At 198 centimetres.
That was very good.
O'Sullivan sees O'Connor, who marks. He gives a handball off to Kolodziejczyk, just cruising by. Now a kick to the wing. Dempsey will have to sit and wait, and the pressure from across the front that was provided by Lockie Cowan was too much. So we're seeing Lockie Cowan for the first time. Jack Carroll also out there for the Blues, for those Blues fans who have found themselves tuned in this afternoon. Jordan Boyd, we haven't caught a lot of either. Just seen him sneak back onto the ground.
Oh, bouncy throw in. A bit skew whiff, but Blitzarves gets it down. Bowes, Mullen, Bowes gets it by hand. Oh, his handball missed. O'Connor as the target. He's going to have to be good here against Fogarty. Worried him out of it too, Lockie Fogarty. O'Connor over on hands and knees. Loses the football. Blues might have the turnover. Goes to Cripps. Four to centre circle. Gives it away by hand. Running through the middle. Kick by Jack Carroll. Goes towards goal and it's hit the behind post. And it will be a boundary thrown in the right forward pocket for the Blues. So, good play to turn it over, the Carlton side, but couldn't quite finish it off. The kick inside 50 wasn't great. So, another chance, though. Boundary throw in. Mackay up against Stanley. Stanley puts the tackle on again in the contest. And it will be George Hewitt who will get up, give the ball back to the umpire. 9-6-60, the Cats. The Blues, 6-8-44. We've played 6.5 in this fourth quarter, Bowen Foods time clock.
Doing the ruck work, Stanley won the tap down. There's a Blue that might win a free kick here. And it is Nick Newman who will be the recipient of the free kick. Just taking... I should say it's George Hewitt who will take the free kick. I think Holmes giving away the free kick. Handball off. McGovern just cruising past, runs to 51 and then puts it out of bounds on the full. So just sneaking forward. Mitch McGovern making a hash of a flying shot at goal, and Jake Kolodziejczyk with the resultant free kick. Kolodziejczyk just puts a kick into the space of Atkins, who gave it to Stewart, cruising past, ran into trouble, then ran himself out of it with a kick to the wing. Oh, and Neil, good strong grab over McGovern. Handball to the run of Holmes. Holmes at left half forward, outside of the right boot. I reckon he meant that. Oh, and Ollie Henry's reeled it in with one hand. I reckon Holmes meant that off the outside of the right boot. And Ollie Henry has been able to reel in an absolute jaffer. Just one Mitt Kutafidi style here at Princess Park.
You'd be unlucky at second slip if he took that catch, I tell you. That was a great grab.
Now it's Mitch Duncan and Tom Hawkins doing some strides
for us. Tom Hawkins is just not... He's nearly run into the Carlton trainer as well, who's down there, the water boy.
Ollie Henry has won for this very warm afternoon. Just to push the margin out to 22 points as we approach 8 minutes gone. And he has gold. Nice finish from Ollie Henry. Two for him. And he looks primed to have another impressive season. Jed Buse has now just come and joined the throng. And we are now, are we going to have a boundary throw-in scenario? That's what we're going to have. So a bit of match sim coming into play here. We will get it. So the Cats VFL do play again next week before the Essendon game against the Bombers.
Yep.
I believe.
Yep.
And we'll get a very good handle
on who's who in the zoo.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yep.
They can run 26.
Yeah.
But I suspect if you're not in that 26 next week, unless you're being
managed,
one of the older boys being managed.
Yep.
But, gee, you wouldn't play today if you're managing them through this.
Nah.
Shallow throw in. Conway and Mackay. It's roved at the front by Motlop. Kick smothered by Bowes. Nevitt put his head over the footy for the Cats. Clark got the loose footy, gave it to Bowes. Bowes held back the handball for Dempsey. Dempsey can fire a handball inboard, and the run's provided by Close. Close in the short sleeves, a handball to Atkins. Atkins ran into a little bit of trouble, corralled, and then just worked it out nicely with a kick that had a little bit too much on it for Mullen. Fellow Irishman Tui there to help him out. Zach Guthrie's in rear goal kicking territory and has missed to the right. And about 35 out. That elegant kicking style, not paying off this time. And the margin is 17, 6, 8, I should say 23. 10, 7, 67, 6, 8, 44 on the APCO fourth quarter scoreboard.
Ball has come back towards centre wing for Carlton. Cottrell wrapped up by Ollie Dempsey. The Blues had moved around the arc to centre wing. You see Jed Buse on for the first time this afternoon. Mark Blitzarve's back on as well. So... boundary throw in, centre wing, Conway in front, got a push from Mackay. The umpire agreed with umpire Jason Doherty, and they play on. Blitz Arbs, kick was smothered, falls in the arms of Bowes. His handball back to Atkins, forward towards a close. He gives it away to Cameron on the boundary line. What are you doing, Jeremy? He's centering the ball to the top of the square. It's a good kick, it's a good mark. And disciplined play from Jeremy Cameron, and Paddy Dangerfield has taken the mark and will shoot for goal from 30 metres out, slight angle.
Where's Brandon Parfitt at? If he doesn't, if he's not playing in this, and he does play, like we got told 41 were playing, but things can happen in 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, is he playing in the next four quarters?
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Paddy Dangerfield misses. He might play in the next four quarters too after that. 1-1.
Oh, don't skip it.
10-8. He's probably going to hear this. 10-8-68. The Cats. Carlton 6-8-44. 10.5 played. Fourth quarter. Bowen Foods time clock.
Ball brought back into play for the Blues towards half back. It's a long ball. Looking for Mackay from over the back. He took the mark over O'Sullivan. He's expecting experience winning out there. And 50. Oh, I said we hadn't had a 50-metre penalty for Kerr.
I don't know how that can happen when one umpire says stand and the other umpire says 50. Yeah, how does that work?
Not sure, but in the end, we have a shot at goal coming from Harry Mackay. This to pull the margin back to 18 points. It's Duncan and Stewart.
I think that's what Paddy's just asking the umpire too. You just want a clarification.
Respectfully.
Respect. Of course, respectfully. Just asking the question, as the skipper's allowed to. Well, Harry Mackay's got a better percentage rate kicking from here, I reckon, than 20 in front.
Yep.
So you'll probably kick it.
Jack Bowes has played himself into round one, hasn't he?
Steve Maggs standout.
Yeah.
Candidate.
He's
been very good.
Not that I don't think he was playing round one, but if he might have been ones that were a bit 50-50. Talking about 50-50s, they make the benefit of a 50 near the Blues, and Mackay kicks his second of the afternoon. And the margin is back to 18 points. He kicked his first at the 4-minute mark of the opening term. We're now at the 12-minute mark on the Bowen Foods time clock of the final period, we expect of the AFL component. 7-8-50 Carlton, 10-8-68 the Cats. And still alive, the Blues. Not that there's much being played for here, but it'll be interesting to see whether the margin's close, whether they look at some scenario-based stuff, or whether we just play it out for a game of footy.
Right off into the sunset.
Yes.
The hot sunset.
It's a very temperature update for South Point Gas Blues.
36.9 feels like 32.9.
Well, it feels like it's gone down a little bit.
Yep.
About half a degree.
Yep. It does. Back to the middle. You're also kidding yourself, King. Conway gets it down towards Atkins. It gets wrapped up straight away. Standing over to Harry Mackay, can't take a Bruin. Kick came away. Mullen gets across halfback for the Cats. Little handball to Bowes. Gets out of trouble, then gets himself into trouble. Handball out though was okay. All O'Connor sets him a task. Cottrell right next to him. His handball over the top. The Blues putting a bit of pressure on. They've turned the ball over. Comes back. Doherty's kick towards half forwards. Okay. Fogarty takes the mark. Mullen was late. Oh, the crowd wants a 50 as well. They play on. Fogarty inside the 50. Kerno. Just work Henry past the football. Ball into the right area for him, just onto his right hip, and he was able to take the mark and he'll shoot for goal from 25 out, 45 degree angle. He'll come around on the J, and he has kicked no goals this afternoon yet, the Coleman medalist.
He's been quiet.
He has. Jack Henry's done a good job on him. The delivery hasn't been crash hot to him either, and he has just squeezed it in for a goal. So his first of the afternoon, and the Blues kick a couple. And they go to 8-8-56. They trail Geelong 10-8-68. And that's on the APCO fourth quarter scoreboard. And we've played 14 minutes in this fourth term Bowen Foods time clock.
Kerno last year with 81 goals. Will we ever see 100 again? Oh, does the extra game help?
It'd be difficult, though. It's just hard to play. Like, you got to... You've got to average. You've got to average a few to kick 100 these days.
You've got to average four and a half.
Yeah, 4.5 a game. It's pretty hard. Here's a scenario.
Yep, coming back to the wing for a boundary throw. Jeremy Cameron started a lot. He was on 4.5 a game.
He was.
For about
he's going very well.
7 or 8.
Yes. Yes.
So boundary throw in to resume play. True centre wing. Conway and DeConing to go at it. Conway went to ground. DeConing kept his feet, double palm down. Cunningham went straight into Conway and got tackled. Ball spilled. Atkins tried to fire a handball away from the contest. Couldn't. Here's Buse for the first time. Bowes, handball back. Bruin just back of the wing, and then he goes laterally with a kick to Dempsey into the centre square. He'll give a handball back to Bruin, still running on top of the ground. Bruin's little chip kick's okay for O'Connor. And the Irishman has it. It's four to the centre circles. A handball to the run of Zach Guthrie. Outside of the right boot. Kick. Wonderful kick to great blitz up. Must have been touched off the boot. Off hands. So the handballs go to Conway, then to Tui. Tui pulls the kick to the left through for a minor score. Well, Zach Tui would love to have kicked a goal on here, I reckon, even in a practice match. Margin 13. Dare I say it, handy point.
So Adam Sard's going to come and kick in for the Blues.
Did Shannon Burns change his runner's uniform at halftime? Because even from sight from about 40 metres away, that is saturated.
Yeah, it's not good. Sard gets it in. Young goes long with the kick for Carlton. Stands up to Sullivan. Oh, Sullivan. Oh, getting wrapped up. The umpire will come in. Umpire Boyband and will come in and ball it up. At left half forward for the Cats. So they hold up the Blues, trying to come out of their defensive 50. Blitzarves in the ruck against DeConing. DeConing gets it down. Doherty kick out of the pack. Nevitt on centre wing. Handballs it away. Kick around the corner was good. Bruin got it from Buse. Handballed inboard to Holmes, who runs through. 50 out, gets around Sard, does he? No, he got the handball away though. Cameron draws a play, a good play to Holmes. Close to the boundary line, right foot kick, top of the square. Dempsey with the sit again. Can't take the mark off hands. And
front on contact.
Front on contact. So free kick to Geelong.
Oh.
And the Carlton fans are not happy with that.
Oh, they're not happy down Lygon Street.
No. And Lewis Young's trying to plead innocence, but Ollie Dempsey doesn't care. He kicked one after that miraculous mark he took earlier in the day, and he's going to be kicking from the right forward pocket. He's 8 metres out on the boundary line. He's going to try and bring the left foot into play here. So literally two steps and around the corner. 1-2 and misses nearly everything, I think. Oh, gee, just got it in. So another handy point. 10-10-70 Geelong. They lead Carlton 8-8-56. APCO fourth quarter scoreboard. And we played 17 minutes in this fourth quarter Bowen Foods time clock.
McGovern will bring the ball back into play for the Blues. And runs his full measure and then drives a kick right to the middle of Icon Park. Big fly, Jack Henry got nowhere near it. Zach Guthrie out the back, dumped in a tackle by Cottrell. And we will get a ball up. So next for Geelong is the Bombers next Friday, and they'll need all 8 days to recover from this. Blitzarves got rid of DeConing in the ruck contest and won the footy fight, a handball forward that Myers tries to run onto, and he got tackled without the footy by Boyd and will win the free kick. And then after the Bombers, Labor Day weekend off before the kicking off with the Saints in round one in front of hopefully 40,000 people.
Oh, it's going to rock that night.
At GMHBA Stadium. There hasn't been a crowd with a four in front of it at GMHBA Stadium since round four 1981, Geelong and Collingwood. It was the last time that they cracked 40,000, and obviously in redevelopments made that figure impossible. Ball's at half forward for the Cats. Buse spun nicely out of trouble. Handball on the bounce. Manor took it well, but he had no room to work with, and his handball went out of bounds for a boundary throwing. There were back-to-back 40,000 crowds. Geelong Collingwood 1980, which I think was Sam Newman's 300th. And they obviously played in the prelim that year, as they did in 81. Mm-hmm. Round four met at home. I think it was round four off the top of the head. 40,000 there as well.
Wow.
But they were 41 and 42, and I don't think we're getting those.
Quite get that. Ball from the ruck contest. Goes to Ollie Hollins on centre wing. Gets away too from Bruin. Arches the back and goes to the right foot kick.
Not too far.
Umpire Boyband into it. Loves it, umpire Williamson. You've run too far on a day like this. How do you do that? And Holmes takes the free kick. He gives the handball away to Collar Jasny. Goes to the right foot kick long and high inside 50. Holmes. Was it Neil?
Ollie Henry.
Ollie Henry. Oh, wow. He was standing fourth in line. He didn't really go for the football. He just manoeuvred his way through a couple of Carlton players. Plays on now. Turns around the corner and kicks a behind. So hasn't finished off his work to his personal tally this afternoon. Did all the hard work taking the mark and then missed it to the left-hand side. So the Cats get a 10-11-71. And they lead Carlton 8-8-56, 19 and a half played in this fourth quarter.
Boyd with a bounce and then a driving ball, wanted Cripps, but it showed a bit to Zach Guthrie. Got a fist on it. Cripps front of the pack, under pressure from Guthrie, got a kick away, bouncing ball. Jai Clark attacked it hard. Fogarty attacked him just as hard, brought him to ground in a tackle. And at the edge of the centre square on the broadcast wing, we'll get a ball up. 19 and three quarter minutes almost played on the Barwon Foods time clock. Tap down from behind to Koning. Cripps a handball release into the path of Fantasia. Runs to 55. Just checks his kick nicely. It was touched off the boot though. And as a result, no mark paid. But the handball into the open for Motlop, who's wrapped up in a good O'Connor tackle after Fogarty made the quick release. We'll get a ball up 40 out from the Carlton goal. So we're into time on now in this fourth period, which will end the AFL section of the contest. Cripps the roving, couldn't get a handle on it. Clark was clean. Broon's been really good this afternoon. His kick is well weighted too to Dempsey on his non-preferred left, who marks on the wing. Dempsey's done some nice things as he looks to challenge for a start in round one. That kick was poor though. He kicked it put on under the chest of Cowan. Cowan gave it off to Akers, or coming through Dempsey, left it for Clark. Clark wasn't expecting him to leave it, so he fumbled the mark. Time to recover. Long ball inside 50. Ollie Henry off 2 feet, jumps, can't mark, taps it down. Cameron goes off the ground. Dangerfield in the left forward pocket, tracks it. Handball, he tried to get to Cameron, he got a push in the back, he'll get a free kick. In fact, it was too high against Louis Shung. And Carlton fans, again, not happy.
I don't know what he was supposed to do. He got pushed in the back.
So,
tell you what, if you're a Geelong supporter at Icon Park and you're watching Jai Clark, you're pretty happy.
Yeah.
You're pretty happy.
We only got to see him for a quarter.
He has been year. Good.
Little Otis.
Little Otis. Why is
he Big Otis?
He's Big Otis.
Steps out, snaps, and Dangerfield has just snuck that in for a behind. And the margin is 16. Four consecutive behinds for the Cats. Paddy Dangerfield now with one goal, two. Final quarter, APCO Cafe 24-7 scoreboard. Good people and real food at APCO Cafe 24-7. We've got you. The Cats lead by 16.
Adam Saad straight down the middle, played on, and turns the ball over. Jack Henry takes the mark for the Cats. Goes wide. Blitzarves takes the mark. Wants to play on quickly. Goes to half forward with the kick. Pretty open and expansive now. Myers, 65 from goal. Right half forward. Just holds the ball up. He's got Henry long. He's got Dangerfield long. He goes short. Oh, it's a good mark. Had to stand up too in that mark. And that was Manor, who did very nicely in front of Jordan Boyd and has taken the mark and will have a set shot for goal from 45 out. Just a little bit worse than a 45-degree angle. This is going to be a tough kick for the Werribee product. And we'll see how he goes. Kick six on this ground. His last game for the Tigers. The VFL Grand Final. And he probably kicked one from about this spot in a best-on-ground performance for Werribee. He's now in the blue and white hoops, and he comes in. Right foot kick, keeps it low, and has just missed it to the far side and through for one behind. So they go to 10-13-73. The Cats, they lead the Blues 8-8-56. And we have played nearly 23 minutes in this fourth quarter Barwon Foods time clock.
Newman to bring the ball back into play for the Blues at the eastern end of the ground. Goes short and, oh, too much on it for Carroll. It's going to roll into the centre square and the Cats have got numbers. Holmes was good in the contest. He turned and kicked and he found O'Connor. O'Connor marks at the edge of the centre square, almost in the corridor. Cameron pointing. O'Connor's going to have Holmes run around the back of him. He ignores that, so he just sets it up to about 20 from goal, and that's going to be easily marked by Mackay. It wasn't a great kick. Nobody was able to get a run at it for the Cats. He plays on quickly. Short kick. Oh, Elijah Holland's dropped what he should have taken. Time to recover. Handball, Fogarty, Newman loops it over the top. Carroll, that's siren on four periods here at Icon Park. And, well, if you want to count a victory at this stage, there's a lot of handshaking going on. 10-13-73 Geelong, 8-8-56 Carlton.